Part 9, Chapter 1. The snows were late, but when they came, they made up for it with a violent, howling vengeance that almost stopped the work at the load. The staircase was not working. Johnny had helped all he could, flying an overheating platform to drive in the pins, hanging from safety wires over the yawning chasm, encouraging the others. They had almost made it, had even taken out another 90 pounds in gold, when the first real storm of winter hit them. Under winds of near hurricane force, driving frozen pellets as hard as bullets, almost shaking the very mountains themselves, the staircase had collapsed. Fortunately, it had just been abandoned during a shift change when it went, and there were no casualties. They were waiting now for a lull in the storm to see what else they could do. It was mandatory that they appear industrious, for it was the opinion of Robert the Fox that Turl would not act violently unless it appeared there was no hope. But just now, the driving snow masked any pictures the recon drone might take in its daily overfly. Besides, it was not vital, they all assured him, that Johnny be there. Long ago, the planning had provided that the three who looked like him keep up the appearance that he was always there. One of these three was always visible to the recon drone, each one to his own watch. It had even been Thor who had held up the sign, not Johnny. Three watches were vital, for no crew could stand it for more than 2 hours in this bitter cold. So, Johnny was not there today. Through the driving storm, he and three others were heading for a place once called Uravan. The historian, Dr. McDermott, was developing quite a knack for picking up information out of the tattered remains of books. He even had a young Scot, an accomplished scout, assigned to him now just to go off and dig up ancient maps and books. And McDermott had found a reference that said that Uravan had one of the world's largest uranium deposits. It was supposed to be west and slightly south of the base, about 220 miles, just beyond and a bit southwest of an enormous, distinctive plateau. Uranium. So Johnny and one of the pilots and Angus McTavish were on their way in a personnel plane. Who knew? They might be lucky. Angus McTavish was delighted. He was the one who figured out man mechanics and got things working. Johnny had trained him and another half dozen Scots in electronics, and they were all good at that and mechanics. But it was Angus McTavish who was the star. Pugnacious, never knowing the meaning of defeat, a bundle of enthusiastic black-haired optimism, Angus was quite certain they would find mountains of uranium right there, all ready to shovel into a bag and cart off. Johnny didn't think so. In the first place, they had no protection from radiation yet, so they were a long way from shoveling anything. But a uranium mine might have enough left around to test breathe gas. He wisely refrained from dampening Angus's enthusiasm. All they were out for was, in fact, a scout to find a place to test breathe gas.